This is the Impound Podcast, the bridge between urban culture and common culture. I'm the creator of the Impound Universe, Brent Trey Sands. We have a very special guest. We have Brandon J. McLaren.
What's up, my man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Good to see you again.
Yeah,
we ran into each other randomly at the premiere for the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Obviously, we did some work together in Sacramento at a convention I was organizing, and I appreciate you, brother, for always showing up.
Yeah, man. You got to support the cause, man.
Got to support the cause. And how things been going for you recently? What's new on the agenda?
I mean, things have been going good, man. You know, Snowfall's finished.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That was an amazing season.
You know, it's always weird when, like, a show ends for good because, like, you got to say bye to a character forever. You know, it's almost like a loss of, like, a friend because, you know, like, I'll never put on that wig again. Like, just, like, the whole thing. You know what I mean?
But, like, it's like graduating from high school.
Yeah.
And once it, you know it's coming. When yeah. It really comes, it's like, damn.
Yeah. And, like, you know, as an actor, you sort of, like, mark your life by, like, the shows that you did. Like, you know, like, you have, like, oh, I did that show for 3 years. That was the time of my life. Yeah. And Snowfall was definitely, like, it was one of those ones, man. It was just real, real special. And, like, now people are talking about it against The Wire. Like, there's all these conversations now all of a sudden. Like,
well, what I was going to say is that you also did something that's legendary. This wasn't just, you know, a job.
Yeah.
Something that was, you know, paying the bills before. You actually did something that's going to stay forever.
I think so, man. And I didn't know that going in. And coming out, I'm like, it was just, it's one of those kind of special things. It's just dope to be a part of. Like, to be a part of that story and that part of history. It's real dope. So that's finishing up. And The Rookie just finished up as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was doing those two shows at the same time. So I was it was a little stressful for a minute.
Hey, man, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to feel that way.
Yeah,
how you know you're doing the right thing. That's how you know you're on the right path.
Because,
you know, it's not supposed to feel easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, congratulations to your success. You know, fortunately, you're one of the people that's fortunate enough. You've had a long career.
Yeah.
You know, you had early success and you know, especially specific, you know, when I used to see was Power Rangers SPD and being a Black Red Ranger, you know, which was a unique thing, is, you know, that's the leader, and there wasn't too many African American people in that mantle. And now, you know, years later, decades later, you're on a show like Snowfall, and, you know, you just got to take your hat off to the longevity of your career is very healing.
Thank you.
You know, so that's dope.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite role, even if it wasn't the biggest?
Right. I think to date, it was still playing Dale Jakes on Graceland.
Okay.
Again, man, that show, I felt, we did 3 seasons. We left on a cliffhanger. I shaved my head in the show. Like, in real time.
Yeah, you can only do that once, too.
One time, man, we had 4 cameras set up. Yeah. 1, 2, 1 underneath, and we're like, okay, rolling, we got 1 shot. Dude, I'm going to tell you, like, the whole crew was, like, crying.
Why?
Like, wow, it was wild, man. It was like a ill spiritual moment. And I'm glad I captured that on camera because it's going to live forever.
Yeah.
But we left on such a cliffhanger. And I really thought we were going to come back, and we did it. So, yeah, that show, I think, has been my favorite just because, you know, and credit to Jeff Easton, if you ever see this, he's the creator of the show. They just really wrote for my character, you know what I mean? Like, Jakes was, like, a full dude. He had, like, a really full, rich life.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for them for, like, trusting me with that material,
right.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely my favorite thing I've done today. And also, like, my castmates were great. Like, I felt like I was just making movies with my homies every day, which is, like, a blessing, you know?
Yeah, what you just said on why that's your favorite role is very similar to what Katero said in my last interview.
Yeah.
Because he plays Killer B. And part of the reasoning on why he said he loved it was because they trusted him with him just being himself.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be somebody else. That's just you. You are the character to the producer's eyes or the director's eyes. And that's dope in that sense that they wrote it for you.
They wrote it for me. And also, like, you know, when you're in an ensemble cast, and this happens a lot, like, sometimes, like, the Black characters don't dig as deep into the Black characters. That happens a lot, you know? Like, you're just sort of, like, the punchline to the joke, or you're just there to be supportive of the other people in the cast. where they really like wrote me a whole thing like that was like on my own, and like I said, like rich and round, and like just a really sort of deep character that was so fun to play. And you don't always get that on TV, you know? So I'm real grateful to the writers on Grace Anthony.
Dope experience.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. Did you drive past the Strikers?
No, I did today. Yeah, on the way. So, huh?
You know, I seen them yesterday, and I didn't realize what I was looking at until I saw the news on them later. And then today I drove by and seen all the people striking. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this AI kind of just takeover in resistance to that?
It's wild, man. I was talking to my girlfriend about that yesterday because she works in a different space, but they're also trying to, like, her higher-ups are also trying to incorporate AI into her job, and she's not down for that. Yeah. It's wild, man. Like, is this when the robots take over? Are we at the... are we in the beginning of that? You know what I mean?
What it feels like.
You know? It kind of does.
Well, I was driving down Hollywood Boulevard, and I see to my right one of those cop dog robots.
Yeah.
And then I look up further up the street, and I see a Uber delivery robot, and I'm like, where am I at?
And like, honestly, that and like that, you look at it, and you just keep you go about your day. You're not even like affected by it, right? You're just like, oh, yeah, it's a robot dog.
Yeah. You ever watched Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Where it's like those near possible futures. They did a whole, you know, similar to like the Terminator and iRobot, these robot takeover scenarios, but they did it with the dog.
Yeah.
So now it's like more real to where we are with robots to what could possibly happen.
That shit's in Hollywood, bro.
Bro, it's just going down the street. It's over the hill, man. Hollywood. It's a few blocks up.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and it's also, you know, it's fortunate and unfortunate in a lot of spaces where it's making things easier in certain industries, but it's also taking away jobs.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when we're talking about in the art world, I don't think AI could ever dominate or fully take over the art world, because I think people only appreciate it because a person did it. But then there are other jobs where they're writing grants and things like that, and people have grant writing positions, but there's nothing artistic to that. They just want that to be accurate.
You just got to have sort of like the deal points in there, or, you know what I mean, whatever they need to get the money. Yeah, I mean, I know it's like a hot topic right now, and it's frightening, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually.
And there's, you know, there's times in history where people thought we were at this point,
right,
and it was nowhere near this close.
Yeah.
Like, I was doing a TikTok video on just MySpace, and how when MySpace was around, we had to actually code our pages.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people copied it and pasted it, but if you wanted your background green, you had to figure out what line of code was green.
Oh, wow.
You had to figure out how to add music, how to add images. It wasn't an upload like Instagram is today. And that's what people were saying now. It's like, oh, technology is taking over just because of social media. Now it's a normal, you know, I think eventually the AI will just end up being normalized and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, or it'll take us over. Like, I also, like, you know, I always try to, like, give room for, like, yeah, like, everybody, you know, when the TV was invented, you know, like, our parents, our grandparents thought that was the end of, you know, like, they're like, oh, this is, like, the devil's work.
Right. Oh, like,
so, like, every generation has their, you know, their new thing.
Technology.
Yeah, and then the previous generation thinks it's gonna be the end of everything. Yeah. And I never want to be, like, get off my lawn McLaren, like, you know, like, the old guy who's not, you know, keeping up to speed. But this AI stuff is... It's legit scary.
Yeah, we were just going through that a few years ago with crypto.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, that was taken over, where now it's just, you know, kind of became normalized.
Yeah.
But like we said, this one feels
different.
Yeah, one feels like the movies we've been watching.
We've been warned, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Time and time again.
Yeah.
Who do you pick? Who you going for, LeBron or Jordan?
GOAT?
Yeah,
Jordan, man.
Jordan?
I'm 42, bro.
That's
like, that's not even a question.
Let me ask you this, Pac or Biggie?
Biggie? Yeah, I'm not a Pac guy, man.
Where are you from originally?
Vancouver, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
So when was the moment that you came to Hollywood, or what was the moment that you
started acting?
I came to L.A. I did a movie called She's a Man.
Okay.
Interesting. And I came, so that was literally... When I finished Power Rangers, I was a little shook that I may never work again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fear. Well, that was the thing. Like, especially when I did it back in, I think I'd shot my season in 2005.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I was season number 13.
Yeah.
So, all the actors in the previous season, nobody really did much after, so I was like a little shook.
Yeah, as you like get caught in.
Yeah, I just be like, yo, there seems to be a pattern going on. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I think I got She's a Man maybe like 9 days after I got back from New Zealand.
Okay.
And I was like,
thank you.
The curve, I shook it off, right? And I beat it quick, man. Yeah. Like within 2 weeks, I was like, "What?" Because I was worried. And so I came down here for the She's a Man premiere. We had it in Westwood Village.
Yeah.
I think in like early 2006, I want to say.
Yeah. And that's when you just decided to make the move.
That's when I decided to move down, man. Yeah.
Have you been here since, or have you moved away and came back?
No, I mean, I've been here since. I've worked, you know, like Graceland Shy in Miami.
Yeah,
so, like, okay. You know, I did 3 seasons there.
But you were in the Hollywood industry.
I was here.
You weren't here.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, I've done a show with other places, but there has been home base since then.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
So were you growing up trying to be an actor, or did it kind of fall in your lap?
No, man. I played D1 soccer.
Yeah.
On a full ride. I have a Bachelor of Science in Human Biology.
Okay.
You know, my parents wanted me to go to med school, so that's essentially like a pre-med degree.
Yeah.
But I had done some commercials when I was like 12.
Okay.
That's how I kind of first got into it. You know, my first commercial ever was a honeycomb commercial.
Okay. That's dope.
We all love the taste. Dope. You can find it.
Yeah.
I can send it to you.
Well, yeah,
you can play it. You can play it during the cast. It's pretty dope. I got like this, like the slant, you know, the slant box.
Got the Gumby.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, that was like
that was
92, man.
That was dope, man.
And that's kind of where I got a taste of it. And I was always involved in like my theater program in high school. Mm-hmm. And we had a really like comprehensive one that was like student led. It was really dope. But then yeah, after I graduated high school, I went off to college, and I was gonna, you know, get serious about my life.
Yeah.
As you know, your parents say you got to.
Yeah.
And then, but in my senior year in college, after my season was over, my last season, I did a play at the university. And that's when I decided, like, I'm going to give myself a couple years after I graduate to see if this acting shit works out.
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it did.
Here we are still.
Yeah, here we are still. And man, at the rate you're going, even right now, it seems like it's just going to get brighter.
That's what we hope, man. Like, yeah. You know, coming off those two shows and like kind of different roles, you know.
Seen in different lights.
Yeah, you know.
Range.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you need. I think it's coming.
Thank you.
It's coming. It's already been here.
Yeah.
More is coming.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a good, I'm in a good place. I look forward to what the future holds.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, you know, other than that, I don't have too much more, man.
Okay.
I'll just... Glad I wanted to sit down with you.
Yeah.
You know, have this conversation. I appreciate you for coming.
Always, man. I'm always around, bro. You know that. Yep.
Well, this is the Impound Podcast. Brandon J. McLaren, please look out for all of his work. You've probably already seen it. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit ImpoundComics.com. Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.